Oh man, I just hit a wall of tiredness at the point I decided to record some audio. Just an update, really. I've just got back from Gothenburg. I had to think about that for a second. Sweden. I was only there for a day. But what a packed day. What a high energy day. In the background, you might be able to hear some music playing very lightly. I've just put on some vinyl. The guy that actually hired me to go out is a musician. Dag, his name is, or Dag. I don't know how you say it in Swedish. D-A-G. But he gave me one of his projects, an album called Woven Tide, and is a collective, his collaboration between himself and another guy I don't think he's ever met in physical space. It's called From the Mouth of the Sun. And it's kind of piano and cello and just really kind of ambient, modern, classical. It's really nice to have in the background. And just back up my computer before heading in for what I really hope will be an early night. It has been a week, which I've been very pleased has been busy, having had a few sporadic weeks of work. I'd only just recovered from the Thinking Digital conference in Manchester, and I got to speak to Google this week. I worked at the Open University and then flying straight to Gothenburg, which was, as I said, or did I say, quite amazing. I always like going to Sweden. It's always, you know, things just work. And I do find interacting with people who have travelled, Swedish people who have travelled outside of Sweden, are so much fun. People who possibly, I don't know, I get the sense they haven't travelled outside of Sweden, sometimes are a little bit hard work. You really have to kind of start a conversation and then they come alive, almost thankful that you've spoken to them. But I always learn so much when I'm there, and had a really interesting night last night. Why is it I only ever seem to get a chance to go out for a drink the night before I'm due to talk for 3 hours, and my voice still recovering from Thinking Digital in Manchester? And yet we found ourselves in Lagerhust, or Lagerhaus, a kind of warehouse bar, which, oh, it was great. The barman there, called Chris, really knew his stuff, and I bought probably my third drink of the night, which was a super strong, I didn't realise how strong it was, local ale from the area, and then offered him a gift of my cocktail recipe that's on preachinsanity.com, and he actually pointed out that one of the ingredients might be slightly too wrong. You're only meant to kind of swirl the glass with one of the ingredients, and I've put a milliliter measurement. So he kind of fixed it in a way. And as he was talking about that, he made one. And let's not forget just how expensive alcohol is. I think I bought one round for two people and two drinks and spent 35 quid. So for him to make a cocktail that I could then share was, I don't know how much that cost. And then he made another one, a modification. But in between those two cocktails, or was it just before? I can't remember. He gave me and Dag and himself a shot of Eagle Creek. No, it's not Eagle Creek. What's it called? I should know this because I've literally just ordered a bottle. I was that impressed with it. Eagle Rare? Eagle... Oh, man, that's going to do my head in. An amazing bottle of Bergbun. Really, really, like, blew my mind. I think I tweeted, this is the best bottle of bourbon in the world, mainly because the barman told me it had been voted the best. It's won 5, like, double gold medals, and it is one, certainly one of the best, I believe. It tasted at that particular moment like the best bourbon I've ever had, and I'm pretty good with knowing what kind of bourbon I like and I don't. I've always been an Elijah Craig kind of person, but this had something more. Anyway, I won't bag on about that particular drink. I've ordered a bottle anyway. It was like 42 quid, which I thought was an absolute bargain for what it was. And I'm just literally sending the slides over and listening to what has now become very melancholic track to end the night with. But yeah, I'm looking forward to a weekend which, although won't be restful because I've got so much DIY and house stuff to do, I'm just gonna really enjoy spending time with the family and winding down before things pick up again as he reaches over to his trackpad on his shed desk, clicks his calendar, and sees that on Monday I will be straight into Leeds. And oh, I thought I was in Wales next week. I'm not. I've got some days to prepare. I'm talking in Northampton University, and that's all good. That's all good. I've got an easier week than I thought. This is a smile you can hear. Whatever you're doing, have a good one. Take care. And yeah, speak to you later. Let's finish with a bit of drone. Bing! Edel, I can't even say it. I thought I'd just add a note to the end of this audio and tell you the name of the bourbon. Eagle Rare, single barrel, 10 years old. It's important if you do look out for it, you look at the single barrel. I will include a photograph with this recording. Right, to bed!